What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, this is an interesting one. Why? Because of where it takes place. And in my humble opinion, where it takes place provides the biggest clue at a possible motive. Now, this article was published on the 25th of June. Man charged with workplace offlining of his wife confessed to the crime. You see, ladies, when you thoroughly piss the man in your life off, no matter where you think you can go, no matter where you think you can hide, when he finally decides it's time to get rid of you, yeah, there's no place you can go. This man proved it. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The man accused of terminating his wife at a Smithfield manufacturing plant confessed to the crime, according to Johnston County prosecutors. Jesus Bermudez appeared in court Friday afternoon. Prosecutors said that based on the evidence they have, they believe he confessed to the termination. The shooting happened at the AAF Flanders plant on Walpat Road Thursday morning at around 5 a.m. His wife, Lorena Capera Paz, 45, was found in the parking lot with gunshot wounds. AAF confirmed that Paz was an employee at the company. Bermudez was identified as a suspect by witnesses at the scene. Investigators later learned that Bermudez and Paz were husband and wife. The two have a teenage son, according to prosecutors. Bermudez was taken into custody at his home on Galilee Road hours after he left the shooting scene, according to prosecutors. He is charged with first-degree termination. Quote unquote, we have activated our emergency response protocols and are providing support resources, including counseling services to employees affected by this tragic event. AAF Chief Operating Officer Paul Sennett said in a statement. Prosecutors said Bermudez purchased a firearm just days before his wife's deletion. Through an interpreter, Bermudez told a judge on Friday that he had turned himself and the gun in after the shooting. A translated version of an online fundraiser for Paz say the shooting may have stemmed from an argument between her and Bermudez. Wonder what the argument was about. Police believe the shooting was an isolated incident. A motive for the shooting has not been revealed in court on Friday. Quote unquote, with heavy hearts, we deeply mourn the events affecting all the families involved. There is suffering on both sides. The pain of losing a loved one and the pain regarding the person who committed the act. A translation of the fundraiser reads, Bermudez is due back in court on July 16th. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, I'm pretty sure you guys are going to have your own speculations as to why Mr. Bermudez decided to put the mask on. I'm going to give mine first. Once again, this is pure and total speculation. I suspect he found out that she was messing with somebody else at the plant, maybe somebody higher in the chain of command. Yeah, the fact that he went ahead and bought himself a burner and decided, yeah, I'm going to take you out at work. I think Mr. Bermudez sent a crystal clear message to somebody at that plant. Once again, that is my pure speculation as to the motive of why he decided to do it. He could have done it at home, but like I said, my spider senses are saying he put the mask on specifically at work to send somebody at that plant a specific message. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down at their workplace. I got to give that a 5. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. That's getting a 5 as well. Psychological impact. There were witnesses, so I got to give that an 80. And for the brutality factor, they said she received gunshot wounds, as in multiple, as in he wanted to make sure she was going to take that eternal dirt nap. So I'm going to give the brutality factor a 20. So Jesus Blaster Bermudez gets a score of 110. Like I said before, in my speculation, more than likely, they were arguing about the fact that more than likely he found out she was messing with somebody else at that plant. And in my humble opinion, that's why he did what he did, where he did it. But hey, there's always a chance that I'm wrong. Just saying. But yeah, ladies, this also proves the simple fact that no matter where you think you can go, if the man is determined to get you, you will get got. Plain and simple. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think his motivation was? Leave it in the comments section. And for all you women out there who honestly think that you're going to be able to piss the man in your life off and he's not going to do something about it, you better understand this, ladies, and you better understand this crystally, and I mean crystally damn clear. The power, once again, you think you have from this society, the veil of protection you think you have from this society, it is always fake. It's false. It will go out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to restrain themselves in this openly misandric society, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, whatever happened between this couple was something that made the man decide, yep, no wife, no more strife. He put the mask on and he got her buried 6 feet deep. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.